as promised. Here he is, federal member for Barker, Tony Passon. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony.
You're looking well, looking fit, up and about.
Oh, thanks.
As opposed to me and Lockie.
No.
You could do with the spruce up.
Well, I've been spending some time in quarantine, so it's a bit hard to pop out to Macca's when you're locked in your own house. So.
It must be tough for you guys at the moment, trying to still run the country and stick to all the requirements.
Well, between now and Christmas, I've got a month in Canberra and a month in quarantine. So that takes me through to the 15th of December before I'll basically be able to pop my head back up above the parapet back in the electorate. So yeah, the quarantine stuff sucks, but ultimately it's my job to go to Canberra and be your voice in the National Parliament. So that's what I've got to do.
You reckon it sucks for you? What about your poor wife that has to put up with you around the house?
Oh, no, no. To avoid the kids missing out on school, because if I was quarantining and they were with me, they'd have to miss out on school. They'd have to quarantine too.
So she's
kicked me out, mate. So, I'm literally quarantining by myself as a bachelor. That's why I'm losing weight, because I have to cook for myself, fend for myself.
See, they're the things that we just don't think of, do we? I mean, there's a whole different level of it that sort of hits you guys.
You got any time for Netflix or KO Sports or anything like that, Tony? What's your jam in quarantine?
I think you already know, Lockie.
Well, I don't know this.
I got addicted to a show called Bargain Hunt. By the way, Lockie just lied on the radio because I admitted that to him during quarantine.
Well, he's a big fan as well.
Yes.
I mean, we're all fans of that show.
You just watch it, and you watch these people going around buying trinkets and seeing if they can make a dollar, and invariably they lose. It's an English show, so invariably they lose 100 or 200 pounds. Yep. Better off buying lotto tickets.
Well, at the end of this chat, we're going to get together and we're going to do the little kick that they do at the end of the show, all right? We'll do that.
Hilarious.
Now, Monash Bowling Club last night, how'd that go? You would have had a few...
A small group, but a really engaged group from the Monash community meeting. At the bowling club there. It's a great facility.
They
built it basically themselves with very limited support. But the community meetings I have is an opportunity to get around to smaller communities that I wouldn't normally be in, listen directly to constituents who make themselves available. Bit of concern about the road between Berry and Barmer. Not the first time I've heard that.
It's a shocker.
And I'll be writing again to the state transport minister and reminding him that... that it's again been raised with me. I know we're doing some substantial works at Drury Road, but effectively the length of that road, its condition is in need of real improvement.
It needs a bit of loving. Well, you've been handing out the cash, been splashing the cash in Tony Passon. That's your new catch cry, which is an absolute ripper. Geez, you've been handing out some money hand over fist, which is good.
Yeah, well, the really big commitments recently have come out of the Building Better Regions Fund, Anthony, which is kind of what the name suggests. It's about providing government funding to assist particularly social capital projects to improve the lives of people living, working and raising families in regional Australia. $1.5 million for the Wakery Community Hub. That'll be effectively an anchor tenancy for the Wakery Footy Club, moving the footy club from on the town side down to the riverside, 270-degree views of the river. This is a facility that will be hired, I expect, most weekends for weddings, parties, anything. and will generate some income for the Wakery Footy Club, which I'm sure they're pretty keen on because it'll mean they can buy another centre-half forward. But the Berry Riverside Holiday Park.
I'll note that audio for Sports Saturday.
8:12.
They know I love Gary Filer knows I love the Wakery Footy Club. So Berry Riverside Holiday Park, that's obviously just down the road here in Berry, $2 million to build 20 apartments. Those apartments will face the river, the majority of them along the... I suppose what we would call the riverfront.
The marina sort of area.
It'll be a $6.2 million project. They've already received $1 million from the Murray-Darling Basin Diversification Fund. So this will be 20 high-end apartments for accommodation and particularly hopefully high-end tourists that come in the Riverland and spend some coin.
Now, Ag show funding, in particular, we're talking about the Riverland Field Days, which sadly didn't go ahead this year. You guys have jumped on board to help out, which is great news.
Yeah, there's $25 million across Australia for shows, field days that were cancelled in 2021 in the Riverland because we had the really successful Loxton show recently. It's massive. Really just the Riverland Field Days. Last time we ran this fund for events cancelled in 2020, the field days received $70,000. I've told them that the guidelines are yet to be developed, but they can anticipate a grant in that vicinity. What your listeners, Anthony, might not realise, but it costs a heck of a lot of money to maintain that site year-round for use by the community, and this will go some way to meeting their losses during this period, noting that it is now 2 years consecutively they've missed out on running an event and raising some funds. So from hopefully at the end of this application process, the Riverland Field Days can expect something in the order of $140,000 in total from the federal government across those two rounds, which
is great.
Well, we think it represents around what they would have made from those events. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraging them to lean into the South Australian State Government for some support as well, and hopefully that that comes through.
I think the council have jumped on board, Lockie. You might be able to clarify this, and they've extended the loan repayments and things.
Yeah, I think
things,
they're helping out sort of where they can, so yeah.
And the good thing is it enables it to hopefully go ahead next year even bigger than better.
Well, that's exactly why we've undertaken these two rounds of fields and show and field day grants. The reality here is the show you go to today funds the show for next year. And so often these events run on the smell of an oily rag, and if they don't have enough capital to pay the insurance, bring in the marquees, do these things, there's a risk that we won't have shows and field days, which I reckon would be a real shame, because I reckon if you're looking for the heart and soul of a community, you'll probably find it at your local show.
Oh, absolutely. How many days are you in town for? You're heading back today? We're going to stick around for a bit?
I'm going to kick off your boots tonight at Loxton.
That's right. Yeah, that's going to be big.
Yep. John Gladigo, who is a really talented playwright, I've got to tell you.
How did you get a ticket? I mean, these are the hardest tickets in town to come by.
I've probably got one of the best diary managers in Australia, and so she sorted that out for me. Last time we had a show, I think it may have been Three Kings. I don't know, listeners might correct me on that. But I was in the audience, and there was more than one gag about idiotic local politicians, and I'm just sitting there, and I know John Gladigo was having a laugh because he knew I'd be there, and I'm sure he wrote that line for me tongue-in-cheek. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good fun. And then speaking of shows and field days, on Saturday I'll be at the Narra Court show, which is some way from here, but they're really excited about their show, just like you were about the Loxton show a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. So you'll be clocking up some Ks over the last week or so. All right, thanks for popping in. Good to catch up with you. Enjoy the rest of your stay here in the Riverland. No doubt you'll be back. Are you going to get a sneaky visit back in before the end of the year?
Definitely back before Christmas. Okay, a month in Canberra, a month in quarantine.
All right.
Lots of Bargain Hut to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we'll catch up with you when you're back in town. Tony Passon, Federal Member for Barker. Thanks for your time this morning.